Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
In 2007, the Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture launched its summer seminar on intelligent design, an intensive mentoring program for college students to gain exposure to the science of intelligent design firsthand from researchers and scientists.
It was like taking a drink from a fire hydrant,
one student confided.
For the first time, I was astounded.
Over the course of the nine-day program, students enjoyed a schedule packed with lectures, readings, and discussions. The material covered went beyond the overview into the technical discussion of intelligent design and neo-Darwinism. Students learned about methods of design detection, the intricacies of DNA and information processing in the cell, quantum theory and materialist metaphysics, and the moral implications of Darwinism. While Darwinism maintains a monopoly on America's science classrooms, these students testify to the growing number of young scientists who are dissatisfied with the way many Darwinist professors refuse to address the problems with Darwin's theory and the positive evidence for intelligent design. The response to the inaugural program was overwhelming. Each student who participated expressed how much they felt a part of something significant. One student stood up at the closing banquet and shared what she had gained from the seminar.
Not only am I more informed, I feel as if I am now involved in this. You are raising us up to be the new leaders of this movement.
Students noted that what most excited them about the seminar was the intellectual integrity they were seeing in their instructors, PhDs who seriously considered their questions rather than trying to shut down discussion. According to another student,
it was a great opportunity to hear about this important issue directly from those who are thinking and writing about it the most. Learning about ID this way helped avoid misconceptions that often come up in secondhand accounts of the issue. Whether or not a student agrees with the claims of ID initially, it is an issue that he or she should honestly address, and this program provides an excellent opportunity to do that.
Building on the success of last year's summer student seminar on ID, Discovery Institute has developed a newly expanded summer seminar program for 2008. This July, the CSC will be running two concurrent nine-day seminars on intelligent design in Seattle. Just like last year, the first seminar will train both upper division undergraduates and first-year graduate students in the natural sciences and philosophy of science. Similarly, the second seminar will train students in the social sciences and humanities, including law. According to CSC Research Director Bruce Gordon, the challenge of promoting ID research and acceptance in the scientific community is a generational one.
Raising up a growing number of scientists who have the courage and the tools to follow the evidence wherever it leads today is what will ultimately secure our success in the scientific community tomorrow.
Students in both seminars will learn about the current scientific research for ID in molecular biology, biochemistry, embryology, zoology, paleontology, cosmology, physics, philosophy of science, bioethics, law, education, and economics. Each seminar will also include practical advice on how to survive persecution and get tenure. The seminar on ID in the natural sciences will elucidate the scientific issues in technical detail and include a visit to Biologic Institute, the intelligent design science lab launched with funding from Discovery Institute and mentioned by several students last year as a turning point in their journey to understanding the applications of ID research. The seminar on ID in the social sciences will focus on the social impact and moral implications of science, as well as the legal issues surrounding the debate between neo-Darwinism and intelligent design. The 2008 summer seminars on intelligent design are intended to cultivate new leaders in the intelligent design movement among the next generation. The students who will experience these summer seminars will expand the influence of intelligent design as they go forward to become established leaders in their chosen careers in science, philosophy, education, law, and public policy. Both seminars are designed for highly motivated college students who seek a deeper understanding of science and its implications for society. Faculty for the seminars will include mathematician William Dembski, author of The Design Revolution, biologist Jonathan Wells, author of The Politically Incorrect Guide to Darwinism and Intelligent Design, philosopher of science Stephen Meyer, co-author of Science and Evidence of Design in the Universe, microbiologist Scott Minnick, co-author of Explore Evolution, The Arguments for and Against Neo-Darwinism, political scientist John West, author of Darwin Day in America, and Jonathan Witt, co-author of A Meaningful World, How the Arts and Sciences Reveal the Genius of Nature. Discovery Institute will pay expenses for students who are accepted into this special program. The deadline for applications is April 30th, and complete information, including an application, can be found at www.discovery.org/summerseminar. Requests for further information should be directed to Summer Seminar Director Dr. Bruce Gordon at bgordon@discovery.org. This is ID the Future. Thanks for listening.
Music on ID the Future comes courtesy of composer Yuri Mamchur. Visit www.yuriproductions.com and check out his latest CD, In the Harbor. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Discovery President is Bruce Chapman. ID the Future Managing Editor is Robert Crowther. And the producer is Keith Finn. ID the Future and ID Science in the News is copyright Discovery Institute 2006. For more information, visit www.discovery.org or www.idthefuture.com. Thank you.